Hallelujah. It's a month of restoration. And everything that you have lost, God will orchestrate circumstances and situations to bring it back to you. And I also pray that you will not set a limit on that word, that I can, well, it is obvious, there are tendencies that I can restore this area. And this one, let's allow God the liberty to do that which is pleasing in His sight. We are trusting God that after this season, a mighty release of God's Spirit will come over the state. I believe that. That in this season, a mighty release of God's Spirit will come over this state. And something will begin to happen that is not in the normal. Something abnormal that is not in the natural pattern, natural circle of events, will begin to take place as an indicator. It's an indicator that God has begun to do sovereign things in the land. This is a time that, just in case your prayer mat, you don't know where it is anymore. Just in case you have forsaken your prayer schedule, your timetable, that 4 o'clock you designated as a time that you will bend your knee to call upon Him, just in case you have abandoned the spiritual pattern that you established before, and maybe you have never in your life established a pattern, this is time to set up a pattern and give to God at least 1 hour of your day as a seed, as worship. Just as you cast your tithe, you pay your tithe because you must pay it, you pay your NEPA bill because you must pay it, you pay your water rate because you must pay it, you give that 1 hour because you must give it. And as you release that 1 hour to God, don't take it back. Just like you cannot take your house rent from your landlord, let it be known to you that that 1 hour is God's own. And anytime you take it, you are constituted a robber. And I'm saying the 1 hour is a minimum. If you are not doing up to 1 hour, you don't have the capacity to survive in victory in this region. If you are from Yugoslavia and you are not doing up to 1 hour, maybe you will survive, but not in Adikpo, not in Kanshio. Demekpe. What's the meaning of Demekpe? You hear the name. So, the man that gave that place the name, you know where he's from now. He's a witchcraft man. So he said, you will die. What's the meaning of Kanshio? Kanshio. Huh? You can't do it. It's impossible. And then you are living in a place that have been, the name that was dedicated to the place by the gods is that in this place is impossible. And then you are living there, you are not doing the minimum spiritual exercise that will not allow that curse to operate in your life. Do you realize that curses find expression to the flesh? Because in the spirit the power of Christ resides. So a curse will only find expression if the flesh is given leverage. Some curses ride on anger. Some curses ride on fornication. Some curses ride on drinking. As if it takes gouda, the curse is activated. Do you understand? It is only a life of total commitment to Jesus that is curse free. Yes, when you begin to commit initially, the spirits will still want to say, we are still relevant to. But the Bible said that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. So give God a portion of your day. I know it's very hot, and because of that, maybe your tongues and weather condition. It might be difficult for you to pray in tongues in the afternoon. So don't wait till the afternoon. You know that 4 a.m., 5 a.m., cool breeze, even if your house is very hot, it's built with bricks, cool breeze will flow. Join that breeze and give God worship. And let that be your secret, because grace will come upon your life. Rise up as we close. Please, Jesus is about to come. Every opportunity you have, preach to somebody. Share the gospel. Pray for somebody. Hallelujah. And above all, live the life of a Christian for others to see. Lift up your right hand and give him glory. We thank you. We bless you. Magnify you. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be exalted. Thank you for today. In Jesus' name.